So there's just one more little trick I want to give you. There's one more little secret that I want you to have, and it's important and it's really easy. Whenever you ask a question, your mind has to give you the answer. So be careful about the kind of questions you ask. We've covered a lot of material today, and now you know that you can drop the past and live in real time. And the best way to live in real time and manage your state of mind is by asking new and powerful questions. Whenever you ask a question, your mind accesses the computer. It goes to a certain file. So be careful what you ask. Beware of questions like, gee, what is wrong with me? How come I can't get a date? Why don't I make more money? Because your mind will go to that place and it will make an answer for you. It'll tell you, you're not good looking, you're not smart enough, you don't work hard enough, you're lazy. The economy is bad. It'll make an answer. So to steer your mind into continuously positive states, learn to ask unique questions. Ask a question like, what am I most grateful for? Your mind will go through all the things you're grateful for, and it will tell you the thing that you're the most grateful for. I'm going to give you a list of 6 questions that you can start every day with. And that's the first one. What am I most grateful for? And write it down. Then ask, what am I most enthusiastic about? Write that down. You'll have to go through the list of all the wonderful things you're enthusiastic about until you find the one you're most enthusiastic about. What am I proud of? Who am I proud of? Who do you love? Stop for a second now and do these 6 questions. See what happens to your mind. What are you most grateful for? What are you most enthusiastic about? What are you most proud of? Who are you most proud of? Who do you love? Who loves you? So there, how did that feel? Write these questions down. Ask them every morning before you start your day and get pumped up a little bit. Then throughout the day, ask other people positive questions. I like to call it leading the witness. Remember, a question is very important, and it can be like a time bomb. So be sensitive. Don't pry into people's lives with questions, because you might access an area that causes them pain. Rather, ask someone, hey, what really interesting thing happened to you this week? All right? Teenagers will teach you this one in a hurry. Don't ask your teenager, how was school? Because it makes them access perhaps unpleasant memories. Be creative in your questions. Try to have some fun with this. Spend a week asking people unique and different questions instead of the same old, hey, how are you? And to which everyone replies, fine, no matter what, you know. Ask them things differently. What's really interesting going on in your life? What are you enthusiastic about? And see if you can move people's minds into positive direction. And then apply the same thing to yourself. It's a great and wonderful daily discipline, and I really wanted you to have it. So, now that you know that you can drop the past, start asking questions that pull you into a beautiful and wonderful future, and ask yourself questions that keep you happy. For instance, what are you happy about today? What could you be happy about if you wanted to be happy? What would you do if you won $100 million in the lottery? Boy, there's a great question. You know, you're just kind of sitting around in a slump. Ask yourself, what would you do if you won $10 million in the lottery? The answer's different, you see. Play with these things. Get the feeling of abundance. When you ask that question, what would you do if you had $100 million or $10 million? You'll get different kinds of answers. But the primary thing that you're doing is you're getting your mind to focus on what abundance feels like. I think you get the message here. Ask yourself questions. If you could have anything, what would you do? If you had all your time free, what would you do? Hey, if you were going to go on a great vacation this year, where would it be? You see, that's just a great way to manage your mind state in real time, okay? And all the questioning we've done creates paradigm shifts and it accesses different areas of the mind. But the way for you to get proficient is to play with it, have some fun, and practice. So spend some time asking people enlightening questions that pull them into good moods, and do the same thing on yourself.